Moving on down the agenda, approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466751 through 466782. Checks number 466784 through 466825. Warrants 7881 through 7884. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 466783.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes for March 7, 2022, and executive session minutes for March 7, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 7, 2022.
Second.
So, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 7, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I present the monthly budget report for the end of February 2022. GCR ended February with $8,389,037.22. This is with revenues of $2,396,817.97 and expenditures of $2,228,135.95. Road and Bridge ended February at $16,091,847.58, having revenues of $2,063,320.48 and expenditures of $1,221,079.23. The law enforcement tax fund is at $3,976,049.87. The revenues are at $1,332,249.91 and expenditures of $479,155.83. And the sewer tax is at $10,609,141.63. Thank you.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I only have one court order to bring to you. It's abatement number 212258. It's an erroneous assessment. The property should have been exempted as it's owned by the Board of Governors of the State of Missouri. And this here abatement is to correct that it was not exempted, but in placing it back on exempt status.
You guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Label Exhibit A move to approve Exhibit A dated 3/14 of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all of the abatements I have today.
Personal property abatement and add-on report for February 2022.
Move to approve the February 2022 personal property and abatement add-on report.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, did you say? Okay. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Performance work statement for increased law enforcement services number 22-023, Sheriff. I've received a letter dated March 10th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is to provide law enforcement services on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers property, enforcing state and local criminal and civil laws. This is a grant for $13,963.80, and it's requiring 222 hours of patrol.
I understand this is an agreement that we've done for many years.
It is, and yes. We have done the Bull Shoals Lake agreement for several years, and we did Table Rock for several years and then stopped for a while, and they reached out last year and asked if we would start doing that again.
Thank you. Any questions?
Nope.
I don't.
Move to approve the performance work statement for increased law enforcement services between the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vacation of a portion of Valley Stream Circle number 21-117, Roden Bridge.
I think we've been asked to put this off till next week. Is that correct?
Yes. The okay. 21st is what I've got.
Did you say 21st?
I don't know. I just had it on my notes. Moved to the 21st. I don't know.
Is that?
Maybe it's been changed since then.
It's the 21st.
It's next Monday. So
it is next Monday. Okay.
Move to table the vacation of a portion of Valley Stream Circle to a definite date of March 21st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Assessment Maintenance Plan 2022, number 22-021, Assessor. I've received a letter dated March 4th, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the maintenance plan as to form.
I think we had asked for some of the different offices to get together and make sure that the numbers are accurate. David, did that take place?
I have reviewed these numbers on this page and have calculated all of them to be accurate. The requested 2022 was actually the approved 2022 numbers. And then the state reimbursement amount is a calculation based off of the parcel count, so it's an exact number from the parcel count and the cost per parcel. So these numbers are accurate in my calculations.
I have no questions. I just request that we get a sign after the State Task Commission signs the document. We sign it, and after they sign it, that we get a copy of the signed copy back that they have signed.
You sign it first.
We sign it, but then it goes to the state, and after they sign it, the commission should have a copy of that for the file. Okay.
Like I said, that page that we were missing data on, David and I were in there. You couldn't even get to the page. It was a hidden page. That's what they had to put in themselves.
Mr. Chapman, do you have any? Is there any other? You're fine with everything else in here? You guys good?
I'm good.
Move to approve the Taney County 2022-2023 maintenance plan for the Missouri State Tax Commission.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Consulting agreement number 22-022, Human Resources. I have received a letter dated March 10, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is for all us to provide human resources.
I'm assuming this came about because they offer 10 hours free. You started the process of utilizing those free hours?
That's correct. I had a meeting with Sharon Shannon from Alice Acres and Army, and this is what she forwarded to me after that meeting.
So it's kind of like the free trial, sign up for it, but we won't bill your credit card until you.
There you go.
I think it's understood that the county has no intention of using beyond the 10 free hours. If we did, I couldn't go with this agreement, but knowing that we would.
And I had asked about the 10 hours, and they said this would need to be completed for us to utilize the 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. And you'll keep track of her hours so that. Mm-hmm. It's not anything that as a business person would ever want to enter into if I thought I was going to go beyond that 10 hours.
Guessing for them to be able to, I mean, it's already been stated, for them to be able to consult, they require this to be signed first.
Yeah, it shows that on the last page, the very last paragraph, it shows the 10-hour statement.
We could adjust the agreement if we wanted and rephrase some things if it was a desire.